Hey, what's up, Street Dogs? Eric Kim from the Eric Kim Street Photography Blog. So, I wanted to do a quick video with you, just sharing some random turbo thoughts I have about just photography, life, and so forth. So, the first big idea is this. You are a photography entrepreneur. So, if you have ever shared your photos on the internet, if you share your photos on social media, blah, blah, you're a photography entrepreneur. And to me, my definition of entrepreneurship is, I suppose, a little bit unique from other people. I think entrepreneurship, it's more about risk-taking. It's more about innovation. It's more of like a state of mind rather than this ultimate, like, I got to become super famous or I got to make a bunch of money, blah, blah. And so to me, this is very empowering because I've even been thinking a lot about photography, like beyond monetization, beyond followers, fame, blah, blah. And this is actually what kind of keeps me going, which keeps me jazzed and interested in photography, is that as photographers, there's so many new ways that we could envision the world. There's so many new ways we could kind of share ideas, and there's so many new ways we could kind of augment ourselves and our abilities to a different level. And so I think photography is so great because you are able to kind of transcend yourself in photography, in the sense that, you know, life is short, life is ephemeral, we're all gonna die, I'm gonna die, you're gonna die, all your friends and family is gonna die, whatever. But in theory, your photos could outlive you. Anything you create, produce, make will continue to live on. And so there's a sort of like photographic DNA, genetic DNA, creative DNA that will live on through your photographs, your artworks, or, you know, your children. And so I think one of the most noble things to do in life is to devote your life to photography, art creation, and so forth. Because, you know, honestly, in today's world, living is so basic, right? Like, you're not gonna die, you're not gonna starve to death, you're gonna die of thirst, you're not gonna freeze to death. And I think the human ego, the human ambition, the human endeavor to become more, to create more, to become more epic is what makes life so fun and interesting. I think a life where we just saw it like a basic, you know, stress-free life, kind of not that interesting. And what I'm advocating more for is a life of, you know, conquest, of adventure, of personal overcoming, of, you know, discovering new forms of knowledge and technology. And come on, guys, we're in the year 2020. It's fucking 2020. We're like in the fucking future. We got internet, we got upcoming 5G and stuff like that. Why is we still so basic, right? There's so many new things that we could discover, innovate. And I think what's holding us back is probably being stuck in basic forms of thinking, just thinking about social media, Facebook, Instagram, blah, blah, is that, you know, you want to create your own blog, your own platform, your own website. And also, like, you know, the media itself might be the same, like, you know, I'm just doing YouTube videos and vlogging, whatever. But still, there's new ways that you could kind of innovate in terms of your thinking, your ideas. Even basic things that I enjoy doing is, I never see nobody vlog in black and white or make YouTube videos in black and white. So I was just like, one day I was just like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna kind of like fuck around with it and just try to do black and white videos. You know, people might like it, people not like it, but I don't really care. To me, it's more interesting about kind of the novelty and the fun. And I actually find that black and white video is actually more interesting. And certainly it sticks out a little bit more. Other things that I've been really enjoying is creating things that I would like to consume. So, you know, not just talking about just basic stuff, but talking about photography, talking about life, talking about philosophy, talking about entrepreneurship. There's so many different things you could talk about. And so consider yourself like a full stack photography entrepreneur, is that you're not just stuck in one basic form of thinking. You encompass everything. And I think this is where we could thrive more as photographers, creators, entrepreneurs, is I realize that you don't want to specialize, and certainly you don't want to hyper-specialize. Realize that the ultimate entrepreneur is part artist, philosopher, entrepreneur, power lifter, you know, deep thinker, creator, somebody who is curious to see what the human limits are and what human ambition is. And we have the internet. You can become infinitely scalable with your ideas and so forth. And just my practical suggestion and advice is that whatever you decide to create, just kind of have fun with it. Don't treat it too seriously. Just kind of fuck around with it. You know, speak naturally like you would speak in real life. And I do think that your online personality and your real life personality should be the same thing. I know personally I've been disappointed when I met some, like, you know, internet famous peoples in real life, and their YouTube personality and their real life personality was different. And I'm like, y'all just a bunch of actors, y'all fake, right? And so I don't really even care whether people, what their personality is, like whether they're asshole or not. I just kind of want people to be authentic, to be themselves. And like, this is actually the reason why I love, like, you know, Kanye West or Steve Jobs, is that, you know, obviously they were imperfect human beings, but they never censored themselves. They spoke their mind. They're kind of true to themselves. They're authentic. And you know, even like, you know, I'm like a Berkeley left-leaning liberal, but even the thing I actually like about Donald Trump is that, you know, I don't really like his policies, but the fact that, like, you kind of know what you're getting is that, like, he's not really hiding anything from us. Is that, like, you know, he's doing all this shady stuff, but at least is doing it to our faces rather than doing it behind the back. And even though I'm a huge Obama supporter, there's, you know, I don't really know how much, how authentic Obama was versus him being an actor. And so just kind of for us to encourage ourselves, let us be less actors. Let us just kind of be more ourselves. And, you know, people might love us or hate us for who we are and how we speak and how we live our lives. But once again, I think the goal is authenticity. Authenticity meaning not censoring yourself, showing all your scars, wearing your heart on your sleeve, and just kind of speaking your mind as like a child would without censoring yourself. So even my life goals this year is to speak more honestly, speak more of my mind, to not censor myself so much, and just kind of let my ideas kind of stream of consciousness, make more of these videos, and just know that you're a photography entrepreneur. Make your own YouTube channel. You already got a YouTube channel. Just, you know, if you got the YouTube app, you can upload photos and videos directly from your phone. Start your own blog, bluehost.com, 101.com. Register your own domain, install WordPress.org, and start streaming your ideas, and realize you're constantly in a stream of becoming. There's no such thing as perfection. And the joy of photography is that there's still so many undiscovered opportunities and mysteries to uncover. So realize in life and photography and everything, there's more possibilities and opportunities than limitations. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.